In this episode of Social Media Secrets with me, your host, Rachel Peterson, we're going to talk about what happened for my business when I hired a mentor and how you know when it's the right time to bring a mentor in to support you in your growth in business. Let's cue that intro and get this thing started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm so excited to come on in and share with you some of the experiences that I've had, what it's been like on my journey as I decided to hire mentors, how I knew it was the right time for me, how you'll know, okay, it's time for us to start really looking at bringing a mentor into our business and really supporting growth to the next level. Basically, I started my business, I think we're going on, I want to say 5 years. I think I'm going into my fifth year full time. I'm starting to lose track of the number of years. But it was about 3 years ago that I went to Funnel Hacking Live 2017. And it was at that event that, you know, I remember watching this group of people walking into the very front. And I was like, what is it that they all have in common? Like, why are they walking with such confidence and swag? Like, I don't understand. And so I asked some people, I was like, who are those people that are sitting in the front? And they said, that's, you know, the people that Russell Brunson mentors. And I was like, I don't know what it takes to get in, but all I know is that that's the kind of confidence I want to walk with. That is the type of swag I want to have. And so I looked at people who had kind of something that I didn't have, and that's not a successful business. I had a business that was starting to thrive. We were doing, I think, like 200 to 300,000 a year at that point, but I knew I wanted to really take it to the next level. And so I said, you know, I'm looking at those results and those are the results that I want. That is what I want to see with my business. And so I like tracked down someone who could bring me the information. And it was actually kind of hard to get at that event, which is really funny. But a few weeks later, I signed up and I joined basically mentorship and masterminding with Russell Brunson. And that is called the Inner Circle. Now, the Inner Circle right now is closed. It's on a pause for who knows how long. It could be several years. It's $50,000 per year. And I know that that's a lot. But I want to share with you guys like how I knew I was ready for a mentor and what it's meant for my business. So up until that point, I was doing 200,000 to 300,000 per year in revenue. And I knew I wanted to make kind of what we call like a quantum leap. That means a leap that doesn't make sense with just a normal path. You have to access something totally different in order to make a quantum leap. And so I joined this mentorship program. And literally the next month after I joined that and went to my first get together, I remember at that event, I had like maxed out all my credit cards and I didn't even have money for dinner. And thankfully someone bought me dinner that night because I literally didn't have any way to pay for anything because I had spent all of my money on this mastermind. But I knew that with the mentor's help, I could get to the next level. And I knew it was like literally totally not possible on the path that I was in at that point. Like I had gotten so far and it just felt like I kept hitting a glass ceiling. It was like something was there that was keeping me from getting to a new level. So I knew that I needed to tap into some expertise that could help pull me to the other side. So I go to my first event and literally the next month I did a launch based on the advice I got from my mentor and we did $260,000. It was insane, like a huge leap in growth. And now today I look at our business and we've done multiple millions in both businesses, which still blows my mind every time I say that. But for me, it was so much more than just about the money. It was about me not seeing the path beyond where I was at, me not seeing what are those next steps? Like, how do I make big leaps? What are the big moves I can make? How do I become the leader that's ready for that type of business? And so for me, it made all the difference because I had never been around people with big ambition before with a mentor who would call me out and let me know, hey, listen, you got to change some of the things that you're doing right now if you want to get to what you see for the future. And so I took that leap. I went all in. And it's made a huge impact for me. And some of the signs that helped me to realize like it was time was kind of this like What Russell actually calls the, I think it's plato o plomo, which means like pen or lead, which basically means, or maybe it's gold or lead. It basically means do or die. Like, I need to make this happen or else I'm going to see myself like shrinking in my business. I'm never going to grow. And if you're listening to this, I'm willing to bet there's a chance that you feel that like stuck feeling at times where you're like, I have to grow. I cannot stay still. Stagnancy equals a lack of growth. A lack of growth creates entropy, which is basically the slow death from within. Now, it sounds super dramatic, but some of you guys get it, right? Like, you're a serial entrepreneur. You're like, I need to make this happen. I want to see success. I want to get to that other side. I want to challenge myself personally. And so some really good signs that you're ready to bring in a mentor to take you to the next level. So one great sign, and this is one that I used, is when I reach the end of my skill set in any area. When I'm like, I don't know what skills I need to get to this next level, or I've tapped out. I don't have more skills until someone equips me with more skills. And so that's a great way to think of it. When you reach the end of your skill set, I've tapped into mentors in marriage. When we hit the end of our skill set and we didn't know, how do we continue to grow? How do we become passionate? How do we build a thriving marriage while we're building these businesses? It was time for me to tap a marriage mentor. We've brought in mentors in so many avenues of our business, including like in public speaking, aka selling from stage. That was a huge thing that I needed support in. So I tapped Myron Gold, and I've tapped Stacey Martino. I've tapped Bradley Gibb. And these are also my friends too now, thanks to this amazing network that I have. And so one of the big things that you're going to want to ask yourself is, have I reached the end of my skill set? Does it feel like you keep hitting a glass ceiling and you're like, I feel stuck? And when I feel that way, what's amazing is sometimes I'm way too close to the forest, or almost kind of how I see it is like you're right at the edge of fog and you can't see what's beyond the fog. You don't see the path. You don't know what comes next. So you're literally staring at the edge of the fog and you're like, I don't know if I should go in. Do I step right? Do I step left? Is it safe in there? What do I need to avoid? Are there wolves in the fog? Like, someone help me to understand what is the next step. And what's beautiful about a mentor, and this is a huge key, is if you make sure that you work with a mentor that has achieved what you want to achieve, they've been through that fog. They've navigated it. They know where to avoid and where to step. They see the path. And you almost can imagine their hand being this metaphorical hand that pulls you through the fog and says, step forward to the right. Let's go. Come on. I need you to run a little faster. Let's do this. Come on. We're almost on the other side. And that's a beautiful thing about tapping into a mentor who's already done what you want to achieve. So I'd like to find someone who literally has been in positions that are as stressful as I've been in, and then also someone who's achieved what I want to achieve. And that's a great way to look for a powerful mentor. Now, another sign that you're really ready for mentorship is if you're willing to start facing your own weaknesses. And that's a huge thing that I never really understood. I didn't realize that I had to be comfortable with facing myself and taking criticism, but in a good way. Like, am I willing to take advice and critiques and someone who's going to say, hey, listen, you're not stepping up. You're not making this happen. Here's what you need to do. It really requires some, you know, discipline. But if you're like, I'm willing to start facing the parts of me that aren't equipped yet to be the leader of the business I want, whether that's a business that does $50,000 a year, several hundred thousand dollars a year, you want to ask yourself, am I ready to do the work? Because I will say, a lot of times people bash their mentors and they're like, my mentor didn't provide me anything. Let me take a big sip of water real fast. And actually, you can too. Take a big sip of water. Okay, so a lot of people will say like, oh, my mentor didn't help me to get to this next level. And that's really tough because there's an extent where the mentor comes in and supports you and guides you, but there comes a point where you have to say, am I willing to take ownership for my results? Am I willing to step up fully to the plate and make this happen no matter what, do or die? Even if I don't agree with everything that the mentor is sharing, even if I don't understand how it's all going to work out? Am I willing to do these things and put in the work and respect that my mentor is not going to build my business for me? And in fact, if your mentor builds your business for you, they're actually depriving you of a lot of the joy and glory on the other side. So what I actually recommend is like asking myself, am I really ready for this? Can I make this happen? And if you're feeling that like push, like, hey, it's time to play bigger, that's a good sign that you're ready for mentorship. Now, how do you decide who you want to work with? Well, first and foremost, I'm a huge fan of like checking out testimonials and case studies. Listen to their content that's free, watch their YouTube videos, listen to their podcasts, read their books if they have books, because that way you can kind of get a feel for their general like teaching style. I will say, like, if someone were to want to work with me as a mentor and they jumped on and they hadn't ever learned anything about me, they might be like, this girl is so hyper and high energy and she's aggressive. She like pushes me really hard and I'm not comfortable with it. Then I would say you probably haven't watched any of my videos or listened to my podcast, because those are all things that are so important, is really like studying your mentor. So for example, if you've ever thought about working with me, you're in a great place if you're listening to this podcast, because you're getting a feel for how I teach. It's intense, it's aggressive, I'm going to push you, we're going to have some serious fun. All of those things are so important to me as I work with the members of the social clique. Also, another great thing to find out is like, what does your mentor not stand for? What are they not okay with? For example, I will not work with people who are lazy. I cannot stand excuses and laziness where people are just like, well, I just don't feel like it. I'm like, why are you wasting your money and my time? That's so disrespectful. I'm putting my heart on the line every single day for you and repping you and doing everything that I can to make sure that you're successful. So I do not like to work with lazy people. That's very, very big to me. I can't necessarily help someone to help themselves. They need to have a hunger and a desire. So ask your potential mentors, like, or find out what it is that are their pet peeves to make sure there's not going to be a big clash of personalities. Find out if your mentor likes to swear, and if swearing's a deal breaker for you, probably don't sign up for that mentor, right? Like, that's just a no-brainer. I keep all of my trainings very clean for a specific reason. It's because there are little ears around. Sometimes kids are listening, sometimes my kids are listening, sometimes your kids are listening. And so even across like TikTok and as much as possible with interviews with people, I try to keep everything as PG or PG-13 as possible. I don't care for foul language in my trainings, just because I just never know who's listening, and I want to make sure that they're clean and appropriate, even if, you know, Grandma Rose is sitting next to you. So that's a key factor, is like, do I like the way that they speak about people? Do I like the way that they do or don't handle politics? I, for example, don't touch politics. It's something that is outside of my scope of expertise, and I just don't like to deal with it. I also feel like it's really divisive, and I don't, it's just not something that I'm ever going to broach. And whenever I talk about religion, I make sure that I talk about it from a lot of different standpoints. So we have people of all different faiths, of no faiths in my program, and that's because we keep it very religion neutral. So I'll talk about, you know, maybe one angle that has to do with my religion, past experiences, one angle that has to do with science, one that has to do with woo, and then sometimes I'll even broach on other religions as well, so that you can take or leave anything that you agree or don't agree with. But that way it's never like, oh, this is a faith-based mentorship. That's not my expertise. While I am the daughter of a pastor and my mom was a worship leader, that's not what I want to do with my life, is teaching faith-based leadership. So that's just kind of good to know. But rather, I focus on values-based leadership. So if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Rachel, I know without a doubt in my heart, you're the mentor that I want to work with. You're the person I want to help me in getting to the next level in my business. I want you to grab my hand and pull me through the fog and say, like, step forward, step right, let's run a little faster. I want to encourage you to apply for my program. We're actually going to be closing the doors pretty soon here. It is called This Social Clique, and that is C-L-I-Q-U-E. And if you want to apply, you can go to click C-L-I-Q-U-E for F-O-R life.com and fill out that short application there. And if it's a good fit, we will contact you. Just remember that we only accept 14% of applicants. So we keep it very, very closely knit, intense, powerful, the network is really strong. It's like a family. And so I want to maintain that. So we're not going to say yes to everyone. It's not worth it for me. So if you want to apply, go to that website or go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you'll find the link in the show notes. I will catch you guys in this next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.